Bafur Slim, my mom's having a procedure done today, so I want to give Shir for her Bafur Slim. This is Shem. Okay, let's begin. Yeah. Okay. I want to begin with the sugya here on Daf Tov Gimel Mevez. Gemara has an interesting shot. I remember I heard a Shir many years ago from Rav Lichtenstein about this atzal. Made a big impression on me. He read the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Shitali, near Beso, v'near Chanukah, near Beso, Adif, Mishum Shalom Beso. If a person only has enough money to buy Shabbos candles or near Chanukah candles, Shabbos candles win. So Rashi comments here, near Beso, near Chanukah, near Beso, v'Shabbos, v'u'ani v'enlo k'dei likno shemen l'shtei neiris. He has not enough money for oil to buy two candles. So Rashi says it's referring to Shabbos candles as opposed to Chanukah candles. If, however, you look in the Rabbeinu Chananel on Daf Chafeim at base, what's the makor of Halakas near Shabbos? It's a pasuk in Eicha, Vatiznach Misholom Nafshi, Nashisi Tova. That's the marker of lighting near Shabbos on Shabbos. Okay? Vatiznach Misholom Nafshi, Nashisi Tova. My Vatiznach Misholom Nafshi, I'm Rabba Bo, Zu Halakas near Bishabbos. That's the makor of lighting Shabbos candles on Shabbos. If you look on Daf Chafeim the Beis, Rabbeinu Chananel quotes, blessed with Tizlam Hashem Nafshi, Zuhad Lakas Hanir. So for now, Lakas Hanir. He doesn't say B'Shabbos. So let's get down to Rabbeinu Chananel and the Ritva right here. The Ritva here, right here on the Gemara points out that near Beiso doesn't just mean Shabbos candles. It means what? It means candles of during the week too. Because if the whole focal point is Shalom Bayis, Shalom Bayis is not just an issue Friday night. Shalom Bayis is an issue every night of the week. And if it's dark and no one is around and no one can see anything, there's going to be fights. So I want you to get down. According to the Ritva and the Meiri, Shalom Beiso here means not just what? Shabbos candles, but it also means what? Candles for what? Being able to see during the week as well. That's what the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Sfasemis points out, Rabbeinu Chananel, Chafei and the Beis, and the Ritva as well, Dibre Maskol Nir. Against Rashi Nimiri. Rashi Nimiri say that it's referring to Neros what? It's referring to Neros Shabbos specifically. Okay? So the Gemara says, Beferish, what wins? What wins Alpidin? So the Gemara says, what wins Alpidin is what? The Gemara says, Shalom Bayis wins. So if you only have enough money for both, Daniel, what are we paskin? You buy the candles for what? For Friday night, according to Rashi and who? Rashi and Amiri, according to the Ritva and the Rabbeinu Chananel, what is it? Not just for Neiros Shabbos, but also what? Neiros during the week to be able to see. Okay? Because Shalom Bayis wins out. Okay, is that clear? It's interesting. I remember he pointed this out. Let's see the next din in the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? If you only have enough money for what? Near base of a Kiddush Hayom. What's Kiddush Hayom mean? For the wine, near Beso Adit Mishum Shalom Beso. What wins? Near Beso's Adit because of Shalom Beso. Okay? If you only have enough money for candles or wine for Shabbos, what wins? Shalom Bayis wins. Now, what's the definition of the Dindi Rice of Kiddush? What's the definition of the Dindi Rice of Kiddush? You guys tell me. What's the Dindi Rice of Kiddush? According to the Rambam, what must you do to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush? According to the Rambam, all you have to do is say words. Bidvarim. According to the Rambam, Dvarim alone. The din of Yayin is only midirabana. Okay? Midirice is just to say Kiddush, the words. Yayin is midirabana. That's what Rov Rishonim say. Their four sheep is what the definition of Kiddush is. Either Kiddush Bidvarim is diraisa, with wine, with Kiddush Bidvarim is diraisa, holding the cup is diraisa. The Mepharish and Nazar says drinking the wine is diraisa, and Kiddush B'makom Suda, according to the last sheet, is diraisa. We generally assume, like the first sheet, that Kiddush Midvarim alone is diraisa. So in the Rabbanan, you have the wine. So what is the Gemara saying? You have to choose between two mitzvahs. Is Ner Shabbos the Rabbanan or diraisa? What would you say? And where's the marker of it found? Where? Eichlus, so Divrei Kabbalah. Is Divrei Kabbalah in the status of the Arise or not? Machlokes Balamor Rebar Tzaloni, right? We've mentioned that many times. So let's assume it's the Rabbanan. So you have wine, which is the Rabbanan, against Ner Shabbos, which is the Rabbanan, right? What wins? Says the Gemara, what? Shalom Bias wins again, okay? I remember of Lichlitzin Zatzal point out that according to the Mefarish and Nazir, the Mefarish and Nazir says that Yain is the Arise. Mefarish and Nazir, and Daftalin, in Nazir, they call him a farsh, it's not Rashi, then Yain is with Yeraisa. If Yain is the Yeraisa against candles that are Durabanan, how does that jive? That's what Rav Lichtenstein asked. You see, most are showing proof on Mar Gemara that wine is only Durabanan, right? Because if wine is the Yeraisa, then for sure it should be that what? Ner Shabbos, which we assume according to Rav Rishon will be Durabanan, right? But if you assume like the Mefarish and Nazir, how could Nir Shabbos, which is a Rabbanan mitzvah, beat out what? Beat out a Deraisa mitzvah. So that's a very big problem. And I think, if I remember correctly, Rav Lichtenstein pointed out, that speaks volumes about the nature of Shalom. The Rambam in the last halacha in Hilchos Chanukah writes, Hayan the fun of Nir Beso, Nir Chanukah, O Nir Beso, V'kiddush Yom, Nir Beso Kodem, Mishum Shalom Beso. Shari Shem Nimchak Las Shem Nimchak Lasot Shalom Benish Lishto Gonu La Shalom She Kol Atur Nidl Lasot Shalom Baolu She Nimmer Drachad Achinam Chol Nisivusel Shalom. That could be. I remember of Lichtenstein wanting to say, even if it's a mitzvah of Rabbanon, Zach Daniel, you're getting this down. Even if it's a mitzvah of the Rabbanon, even if it's a mitzvah of Rabbanon, Neir Shabbos could beat out something that might be the Araisa, because Shalom is so important. But that's only if you're dealing with a mitzvah. I mean, you can't go ahead and say, oh, shalom, and therefore what? I get rid of all the rules of the Torah. Chas v'shalom. But if a mitzvah is anchored on shalom, which is Neiru Shabbos, maybe one could present a possibility that even a mitzvah of the Rabbanan that is anchored on shalom would be that a mitzvah of the rites of Kiddush, which is wine. Most of you show them say, wine is the Rabbanan. But Eli, according to Mefarish and Nazir, the Gemara is paskening that Neir Shabbos, which is the Rabbanan, if you hold Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Torah Dami, which is most Rishonim, could beat out a mitzvah Yeraisa of Kiddush, namely wine. Jacob, you follow me? You got this in the Gemara and Shabbos? You want the packet? You got it? Okay, that's the Kiddush I want to bring out here. Yes, Ellie, real quick.
Maybe the Mefarish holds that Kabbalah is the Yeraisa Dami, like it's...
Could be, but Rov Rishonim, you're right, Rov Rishonim say not that way. It's a good possibility, you're right. It is possible, but Rov Rishonim said, Divrei Kabbalah's Lavke, Divrei Torah Dami. All the mitzvahs mentioned in Nach, we usually assume at the Rabbanan, Ledin. Even though it's a Machos Balam or Rebar Salami. Yes, Pinchas, what do you say?
Is there any aspect of Shalom Bais when it comes to Yain?
No. I mean, every mitzvah, in a sense, the Torah, the whole Torah is Shalom. But the anchor, the element, the major element there is Shabbos and Shabbos. Kiddush is separate din, wine.
Yeah,
it's a pasuk. It's based on a pasuk. So pray all yayin.
I'm sure not having yayin would not...
Yeah, I mean, anything could be a problem. But I'm saying the whole essence of the mitzvah in its institution was based on its core of Shalom. That tisnuf min Shalom nafshi. Pasuk and eich. Okay? Yes, go ahead, Johnny. What do you say?
Kiddush... by night and by day are both the Araisa?
No. Kiddush by night is the Araisa. Kiddush Hayom is the Rabbanan. Farish Gemara. Okay, very good. We got this so far. So you see that Shalom by Islamaisa prevails over these two. Okay.
So let's see. The Gemara Daf says the Kiddush Hayom.
Yeah, Kiddush Hayom means Friday night.
Also
means Friday night. Means for the Kiddush or Friday night, or it could also be the daytime.
Which
but Kiddush,
the Rabbanan then.
Yeah, the whole lunch Kiddush is black stock and barrels, the Rabbanan. The words and the wine are the Rabbanan. But when I'm saying Kiddush Hayom, most Rishonim say that it's talking about the wine, which is the Rabbanan even Friday night. But the Mefarish and others says you must drink it, meteorites. It's a collector's item that cheap. So I remember, yes, how does a collector's item that Mefarish read this Gemara? How can a mitzvah the Rabbanan of Ner Shabbos, at least make a good point, maybe how Ner Shabbos the Araisa, but that's a Chiddush. Rov Rishonim say not that way. It could though be speak that the concept of Shalom is so great that a mitzvah the Rabbanan that is anchored on Shalom could beat out a mitzvah the Araisa. And that's how the Rambam, did you look at the Rambam? Did I give it to you? The last Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah. Perek Dal Halacha Yadal. You got to look at it. Okay, that's the Chiddush HaTorah. Okay? All right, Vayter now. Says the Gemara, Lamaisa, okay, says the Gemara Vayter. What does the Gemara say, Vayter? The Gemara says, Boy Rava. So that was Pshita the Rava, those two things. That Shalom Bias beats out everything. However, boy, Rav asked the shayla of Ner Chanukah, the Kiddush Hayom, Mahu. What happens if you have Ner Chanukah and Kiddush Hayom? What's the din? Kiddush Hayom, Adif the Tadir. Is Kiddush Hayom better because it's more frequent? We know that Kiddush Hayom is more frequent. O Dilma Ner Chanukah Adif. Or do we say that Ner Chanukah is Adif, Mishu Pesumi Nisa? Pesumi Nisa is a mandate to Mefarsim the Nais. So therefore, I would think very strongly that maybe beats out the notion of what frequent. So the Gemara says, Mishu Pesumi Nisa. That's the Shiloh. The Gemara says, Bosu the boy, Hadar Pashti. After the Shiloh was asked, Hadar Pashti answered it. Ner Chanukah Adif, Mishu Pesumi Nisa. Ner Chanukah is Adif because of Pesumi Nisa. Ner Chanukah wins out because of Pesumi Nisa. So the Gemara paskins that Rav had a Shiloh, and he felt that Ner Chanukah beat out Kiddush Hayom because Pesumi Nisa is considered to be Adif. That's what the Gemara says with Beferish. Pesumi Nisa is considered to be Adif. Okay.
That's the
Gemara's talk. Pesumi Nisa is Adif, and therefore that's the way we paskin. It beats out the mitzvah of what? Of Tadr. Now, this concept of Pesumi Nisa, I want you to get this down. What is this all about, Pesumi Nisa? The mitzvah to what? The mitzvah to publicize the miracle. The mitzvah to publicize the miracle, what is this nature, this mitzvah of Pesumi Nisa? What is this mitzvah? So according to the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham says if you're on a desert island, Lamaisin, there's no one there, you don't even light. Okay? Kashir Ein Echad Shama, Kashir Ein Echad Shama, when there's no one there, Lamaisa, Ein Lahadlik, an unbelievable Kiddush. You're the only person on the desert island, there's no one to farce in the nation to, you don't actually light at all. That's the Kiddush of the Magen Avraham said. You don't say a bracha b'klal. Ein Lahadlik. Magen Avraham says that we're talking about Kashir Ein Es Ein Acher Shama, Ein Acher Shama, the din is Ein Lahadlik. And Ramosha argues in the Igros Moshe, he says there's two din. The Igros Moshe says there's one, Maisa Hadlaka, and number two is that there's a halacha for Pesumi Nisa. He says, of course you light. Okay, the Shnei din. You definitely would light. Halacha l'maisa. However, we paskin, halacha l'maisa, we paskin that in fact, if you come home at night and no one's up, halacha l'maisa, at 12 o'clock at night, you light without a bracha. The din is that you light without a bracha. Al pi din. We light without a bracha. Okay, there's a maisa halacha b'li bracha. Because it's a machlek, it's a magen rami b'smaisha. And he says, l'maisa, that you would what? We would paskin l'chumra that you light without a bracha. But Pesumi Nisa is critical. Moreover, if you look in the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, the Rambam begins Hilchos Chanukah with the history of the Chag. Where is the Rambam? The beginning of Perek Gimel. Nowhere else does the Rambam discuss in the Yad HaChazakah the history of the holiday of Chanukah. Perek Gimel Halach Aleph. Nowhere else does he discuss it. Perek Gimel Halach Aleph. Why all of a sudden by the holiday of Chanukah does he discuss the history? Nowhere else does he discuss it. So the Rav Zatzal asked this kasha and the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal asked this kasha. So the Rav Zatzal said, let's get it, that the Rambam is Lashitoso. The Rambam writes, Al Pi Din, and he wasn't showing up, was not a Bagai, was a Tzadik. The Rambam writes that after he finishes the Yad HaChazakah, all you need is a Tanakh and his Yad HaChazakah, because he codifies all the dinim. So you need a Tanakh and the Yad HaChazakah. Chanukah is not in Tanakh. So the Rambam Lashitoso has to record the history, because otherwise you wouldn't know the history, because it's not found in Tanakh. That's what the Rav Zatzal said. But the Rebbe Zatzal gave a different answer. And the Rebbe Zatzal, let's get it down, said that if you don't know the history of the holiday, how can you mefarsim the neis? Someone starts asking you about it, you don't know anything about it. Therefore, it's Likuva. And that was the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal's answer to answer that kasha. So what I want to bring out is that the notion of Pesumi Nisa is so what? Is so important that it beats out this notion of Tadiris. Kiddush is more frequent, you're right. But Pesumi Nisa is much more... has much more of a priority, and the Gemara Paskins Pesumi Nisa is Adif. That's what really Maos Shor is all about, this song. It says, Vayisaper b'masarina, Perk Kuf Zayin in Tehillim. It says, you're supposed to speak over b'masarina, the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a Nase happens to you, you're supposed to say it over. So you see Pesumi Nisa, even more than Arba Kosos, even more than Megillah, has this halacha that you have to sell your clothes. All three have the halacha of selling your clothes. Mokhr Ksuso. when it comes to pursuing Nisan. There's a halach of mocher ksusa. You have to sell your clothes for anything that's pursuing Nisan. The Nitziv has a chiddush by Korban Pesach also. That by Korban Pesach, you also have to sell your clothes. See, by Ner Shabbos, you only have to what? You only have to hire yourself out of work to raise money, to go out, to get money for Shabbos candles. But for when it comes to pursuing Nisan, you got to go to the very end. Sell your last clothes on your back. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? I mean, you can't walk around naked. But the next to last. You don't have that halacha by Ner Shabbos. You have it by what? Mocher Ksusa, by all three halachas. Ram has it by Megillah. We have it by Rav Kosis in the Gemara. And he says, Kol Shekein by what? Hanukkah. Okay? So we apply it across the board. Anything of Mocher Ksusa. So you see clearly, pursuing Nisan is Adif. So what do you have in the Gemara? So far, what do we have in the Gemara of Pesach? Yaakov, what do we have in the Gemara so far? We have that if you only have enough money for what? Ner Shabbos, and what else? Ner Chanukah, what wins? Ner Shabbos wins. Ner Shabbos. No, the what do we have so far in the beginning of the Gemara? Pshituli. Pshituli. What was the Pshituli? That Ner Shabbos beats out Ner Chanukah of Shalom Bayis. Ner Shabbos beats out wine for Kiddush because of Shalom Bayis. Then Rava said, I'm not sure if you pit Ner Shabbos always wins. There's no doubt. Shalom Bayis is the highest. But what happens if you take the second and third, which is what? You pit wine and Kiddush against Ner Shabbos, what's going to be the halacha? What do you think would win in that? Ner Shabbos also wins because of Shalom Bayis. But if you take Hanukkah versus what? Versus Kiddush Hayom, which is Tadir, what would be the halacha? We paskei pursuing Nisus Adif, Al Pi Din. Now what about halacha l'maisa? So you see that pursuing Nisa is not as powerful as Shalom Bayis, but it is more powerful than Tadiris. Al Pi Halacha. Okay, we got that clear, and we're pointing out it's a machlekes of Moshe and the Magen Avraham. Is pursuing Nisa li'ikuva? Magen Avraham says it is. A guy in the desert island does not light. Mamish. Reb Moshe says no, there's shvei dinim. So we pask in l'chumra, light without a bracha. If you come home midnight and no one's up, there's no one to fire some nes to at all. And as the Gemara says, I don't know if you got up to it, they changed pursuing Nisa from outside to inside. So if no one's up, you can't light. Pursuing Nisa doesn't mean to yourself. Rebaran Salvetz and Sa'arebe once pointed out, it might be a machlekes, the Rif, Rash in the Rif, whether you can fulfill pursuing Nisa to Goyim. But that was Bismana Gemara. Bismana Gemara, I mean, it could also be, Bismana Zeth, if you have a non-Jew in your house, can you fulfill pursuing Nisa to a non-Jew? Pashup Shad is only to Yidden. But he wanted to claim as a machlekes Rashi in the Rif. Can you fulfill pursuing Nisa to Goyim? Is there such a din to fulfill pursuing Nisa to Goyim? Okay. So we see the Feirish Lomai, so we have this. Let's take a look at the Taisus now inside. Yeah, go ahead. What do you say, Pichus? Yeah.
Can't you even say that would be greater pursuing Nisa to do to Goyim? Meaning, because all the Jews, they should have.
Being Orla Goyim?
Yeah.
Could be. It could be like out of Kiddush Hashem. But specifically to Mepharsim the Nace, it might not be as meaningful to them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
might not be as meaningful. So Pashas is Yidim, Machloik is whether you're going to say it applies to Najis. Let's see the Tais inside. Go ahead. Adar Pashta, Yosef, read the Tais inside. Guys, let's take a look. This Shabbos, Jacob, you got it on the Taisus? Let's get this. This Shabbos, we have three Sifrei Torah. Okay? What do we do with the three Sifrei Torah? Go ahead, Yosef. Let's see inside. Hadar Pashta,
Ner Chanukah Adif Mishum Pirsumei Nisa, V'nira L'Rashba, Kishachal Rosh Chodesh Tevet L'Yod B'Shabbat, Shabbat, Yish L'Haftir B'Nero D'Zecharia, Mishum Pirsumei Nisa. V'lo B'Hashmaim Kisei, Shehi...
Kisi.
Shehi Haftar Rosh Chodesh.
Okay, so what does the Rashba say? Rashba tells us the Rashba Shants. What happens when Rosh Chodesh Tevis comes out on Shabbos like this Shabbos? What do you do? The Haftorah we read is from Zecharia Hanavi because of Pshumi Nisa. Why don't you do the Haftorah with Shammai and Kisi? What's a Shammai and Kisi? What Navi is that from? Yirmiyahu or Yeshaya? I don't remember. But that's the Haftorah you read when Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh come out at the same time. Yes? I'm not sure. You remember where Shammai and Kisi is from? Someone look it up on their computer, okay? What's Shammai and Kisi? What Navi that's from? But whatever the case is, how do you choose which Haftorah you do? So what does Taisa say? What does Taisa say, Yosef? What do you do? You do Chanukah, yes? You do Chanukah. You do Chanukah because of Pesumi Nisa, Zod. Yes? Shabbos Rosh Chodesh probably comes out more frequent. So what's the answer? The answer is Pursum and Nisa Zod. Go ahead.
Ve'od kevan shehamaftir kore b'shel Hanukkah, yesh lo lahaftir me'inyan shekara.
What does that mean? There's another reason why. Because what do we do with them after? First you read Shabbos, Miketz. Then you read what? Karbonius Lachmi Pinchas for Rosh Chodesh. And then you read what? Baloscha. Or Naso, actually. For Hanukkah, correct? Those are the three. So he says, because the Maftar reads Hanukkah, we also do the Haftorah. You got to connect the Maftar of the Torah with the Haftorah. So those are two reasons why we do Scharia. Number one, because of Pesum and Issa. Number two, we have to link the two. Okay, fine, good. That's what Taisa says. Makes sense. Exactly what we do. But there's a problem. What's the problem, Zach? What's the problem? Why in the Kriyas HaTorah do we do what? Why do we do Rosh Chodesh before Hanukkah? I thought Tadiris against Pursum and Issa, what wins? Ellie. Pursum and Issa wins. So what do you do the Rosh Chodesh before Parshas Naso for? Go ahead, Zark Taisus. Uma. Taisus is going to give three Terutsim, guys. Go ahead.
Umashim Makadmim Likrob Bishal Rosh Chodesh. Mishum de Bekriyat HaTorah Kivan de Matzi Lemevad Travaihu. Tadir Pursume Nisa Avdinan Travayu Vitadir Kodam.
Aval
Hecha Delo Efresh Lameva Travayu Pursume Nisa Adif.
What's Tosis first Terrence? What's Tosis first Terrence, guys? Terrence Risho. He lays down a cloud.
When you can say both
of them. When is Pursume Nisa better than Tadir? When what? When you can only do one or the other. But when you can do both, Ellie, when you can get in Pursum and Issa and Tadir, do both. And therefore we do both. Efshar, Lasot Shneim, Shneim Osin. And Shneim means what? Tadir, and what else? Pursum and Issa. Everyone got me? If you can do both, you do both. And that's exactly what we can do. We can do both. Why not? You can do what?
So you can do both.
Why are you doing both? Because you're doing Rosh Chodesh, which is Tadir first, and you're also getting Pursum and Issa by reading the Parsha.
Then what's the Shalat to begin with?
What do you want the Shalat to begin with? Where is it impossible to do it? Our Gemara. You only have enough money to do one of the two. So Pursum and Issa beats out Tadir. When you only have enough money to do one of the two, then Pursum and Issa beats out Tadir. But if you can do both. And Kriyas HaTorah shows that. That's Tosfos first Terutz. Efshar Lasot Shneim Osin. Ellie, you follow me?
Isn't the concept of Tosfos why do we do Rosh Chodesh first?
Yeah, that's
what's the answer?
Then that, why is
the answer has been if you can do both.
But that's not. Why did you put Hanukkah first? That's
not No. Pursumi Nisa, the Gemara says, wins only when it's impossible to do Tadir or Pursumi Nisa. You've got to make a choice. Pursumi Nisa wins. But if you can get in both, what does getting in both mean? Getting in both means, what does that mean when I say getting in both? Do Tadir, meaning do the Tadir one first, and you can get in Pursum and Issa too. You're publicizing the miracle. When I mean getting in both, by definition, the Tadir one has to go first. Okay? You follow what I'm saying? So that's exactly what Tosfos lays down. Tosfos lays down in the first answer that if Efshar Lasot Shneim, you do both. And that's how he's mazbe the Kriyas HaTorah. What's the Torah, Shani? Go ahead, Yosef.
Avod the Kriyas HaTorah in Kol Kach. Pursum and Issa, Sha'ino Mazker Ba Nerot Kamo Haftarah.
What's second terz of Tosfos? What's the second terz? He says there's no Pursum and Issa. Ain Pursum and Issa B'Kriyas HaTorah. Haftarah, you mentioned Schari with the beautiful menorah, and a guy, God forbid, the Kohen Gadol's kids married chicks. It's like he had stains on his clothes. It's a very moving Haftarah. Very moving. Ain Pursum and Issa B'Kriyas HaTorah. So he says it's not a shiloh. Of course you're going to do Tadir first. There's nothing to pilpul about. Because of course it's Tadir against nothing. There's no Pursum and Issa. So of course you do Rosh Chodesh first. You follow me, Zach? What do you see from this Tosfos in Yisod, though? This is what I want you to chap and lumdus. That what? That in theory, what would be, Yosef, what do you see from this Tosfos? That in theory, if what? If there would be Pursum and Issa, what would come first? What would win? Pursum and Issa would win even if you won. Even if you could get in both. That's what I want to point out in Lomdus. You can miss that whole four. Even if you can get them both. Afilu, Efshar, Lasos, Shtehem. Even if you could do both, Pirsumi Nisa wins. It's a fundamental machlaikis, guys. Fundamental. He just says there's no Pirsumi Nisa, there's no competition. But if there would be, even if you could do both, Daniel, do you follow what I'm saying?
So how does that...
Do you follow what I'm saying, what the second day of Tosa is saying? He's saying there's no Pirsumi Nisa.
How does that...
But if there would be Pirsumi Nisa, even if you could do both, Pirsumi Nisa wins.
How does that work with the first carrots, though?
It's a machlaikis between the first day and the second day out. That's what I'm trying to bring out. The second day in Tyson is arguing fundamentally on the first day. So is the third day. Go ahead, Yosef. What do you say, Terence Shlishi? That's what I'm saying, Ellie. I'm glad he asked me that. This is the fundamental machlaikis between the first day against the second and third day. Go ahead, Yosef. Vod.
Vod Nira Larashba, the Al Kane. Hekdimu shel Rosh Chodesh Kedesh Hamaftir Yikra b'shel Chanukah v'Patir
b'Nero. Yafter. V'Yafter?
V'Yafter b'Nero de Zakaria.
What's the third answer? The third answer is that we put what? We have to do the Kriyas HaTorah of Chanukah last. Why? Chanukah is last. Why? Chanukah b'sof. Kedel what? Kedel hasmich. Mafter l'what? Mafter l'haftorah. That's also a technical reason, isn't it? But in theory, what does the third teretz hold? That even if you could what? Even if you could do both, Pirsumi Nisa and Tatar, even if you could get in both, what wins? Pirsumi Nisa wins. Excellent, Ben.
Pirsumi Nisa would go first.
Pirsumi Nisa wins. When I say wins, you don't do Tatar means by definition, Ellie, you do that first. If you don't do it, that's it. Where you can do both, I don't care. Pirsumi Nisa still wins. So what emerges, and this is what my chaver of Asher Leshem Shlita pointed out, that the second and third day of Taisvis are arguing the first very fundamentally. When you can fulfill both of these mandates, Tadr and Pursuminisa, which should we do? The first day says do Tadr, do Pursuminisa. The second day it says no, and the third day it says no. When Tadr comes up against Pursuminisa, it loses. There is no concept. These are technical reasons, Daniel, second and third terrors, as to why we do what? Reparsha of Kriyas HaTorah Rosh Chodesh first. Either because there's no Pursuman Nisa at all in Kriyas HaTorah of Naso, or because why? I have a technical requirement to be masmit to juxtapose the Kriyas HaTorah of Maftir with the Haftarah. We got this, Chlor? It's a fundamental machlekes. Zach, you got it now? Okay. Pinchas, go ahead real quick.
Why can't we say the second answer is saying even if you had a hava mina, it's wrong. Even if you have a hava mina to say that, what's it called?
To say what we're saying now, that so with the second two answers, that you'd be wrong because of what we're saying in the second answer.
But that's not the pshat. The pshat, the lumdus of the second day, is saying that the whole shiloh doesn't come up. That's how you learn up the pshat in the taisis. The whole Shiloh doesn't come up here because there's no Pursuma Nisa. But if it did, it would win.
Yeah, but why can't you just say, like, the second answer is shutting down any Hava Mina because we have no option.
No, but that's not what he's saying. He's saying shutting down any Hava Mina of this issue because there's no Pursuma Nisa. But if there would be, I would talk argue on you. That's what he's saying. That's the Pashas and the Tysuses. If there would be, you know, I would argue on you. There'd have to be no problem. That's what I'm saying. We always stress, guys. Is it a technical svar or is it a conceptual svar? What we're saying to Pinchas is the second and third tiers is technical svars. But in conceptually, they would definitely argue on the first day. I agree with the order of what we do next week. You'd be able to tell everyone who shoes us, place and shots on this. What you do. And what's it? What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? What do you do? You gotta be a Tom Kochum. Right? That's what the Tyson is saying. Okay, Ben, we got it? Okay. Now, with this in mind, I gave you what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. What does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? Let's go. The Mechaber Amasim in Tufresh Pei Aleph. I brought it here. Sif Beis. What do you do in your shul? And what do you do in your home? This Motzoi Shabbos. Okay? Tufresh, what did I say? Tufresh Pei Aleph. What do you do in shul and what do you do at home? So I want to tell you what we do practically. But then we're going to say over what the Shulchan Aruch says. Practically what you do, What you do is, in many shuls, we don't say Kiddush and Shul or Havdalah, but let's say that certain many shuls do. What do you do? So Saturday night, you light Hanukkah lift, then you do Havdalah. What do you do at home? You flip it. You do Havdalah, then Hanukkah lift. That's what you do practically. Okay, everyone got that clear? Okay. You look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tafresh Pei Aleph Siv Beis, Madlikin Ner B'Beis HaKnesses Kodem Havdalah. Hagah, the Kol Shekein B'Beiso, Shemadlik V'Acher Kach Mavdol. What did the Mechaber Ramah say? Mechaber Ramah say, first what? Nir Chanukah? And then what? Nir Chanukah? And then what? V'az Havdalah. What does the Taz say? What does the Taz say? The Taz says, I'm sorry. What do you do? You do Havdalah first. Havdalah, and then you do what? Then you do Vener what? Veneris Chanukah. Va'az, Neris Chanukah. So, what I want to do, guys, let's go. Let's put our thinking, the thinking Lamdin caps on. I want to give three Mahalchim to be ma'az for what this Machloikis is in moments. To Mechab Ramah on one hand, against the what? Against the Taz. Daniel, are you with me? What is the Nekudas of Machloikis between Mechab Ramah on one hand, against what? Against the Taz. What do you say? Zach, you with me? What is the machloikis about? Here. What is the machloikis about? You got it? What is the machloikis between the Mechaber Ramah that says Ner Chanukah comes first and then Havdalah? Or do you say what? Do you say Havdalah and then Ner Chanukah? What is the argument about? So I want to offer three different machloikis, Zach. Number one. And this is where Moshe Leshem Shlita pointed out, the great Gong. He wanted to say like this. Number one. Which day entices his right? Which day entices his right? The Taz is Kimohu. Who's the Taz like? Who's the Taz like, guys? Taz Kimo. Taz is Kimo the day Rishon entices. Meaning that if you can do both, if you can do both. Kimo day Rishona. You follow me? Because you can do both. Do Avdallah, you get Tatar in, and you get the Persimmonis in. So therefore the Taz insists upon doing Avdallah, and then what? Doing Avdallah, and then what do? Then you do Neris Chanukah. Because I can do both. I can get in both. I can get the Tatar one first, and I can Mefarsim the Nes. No? Makes sense. What do the Mechaber Ramah hold like? You tell me, this is the first Mahalik. Who did Mechaber Ramah like? Kamo what, Johnny? Day of what? Shnia, the Shlishi, the Tisis. Because they hold what? Even when what? Even when you can do both. What's the din? Even when you can do both, what's the din? Assuming Nisa wins. And therefore what? Says the Mechaber Ramah, you light the Neris Chanukah and the Havdalah, both in shul and at home. We reverse it, as we said, but practically that's what the Mechaber Ramah held. They said that's the first Mahalach. This is the Kudas HaMachloikas, guys, between the Mechaber Ramah and the Taz. When you can do, get in both, do you have to do both? Or do you say, pursuing Nisa wins? So you got this, Johnny? According to the Taz, he holds like Deir Rishayna, you could do both, therefore you do Havdalah Neris Chanukah. Mechaber Ramah say what? No. Even if you do both, Persimmon Yisrael always wins. So they're actually arguing which day in Taisus we actually paskin like. Okay? You got that, Ellie?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the first Mahalach to be Mazda this Machalikas. That's number one. Number two. Let's go. Second. Second one is that both the Mechaber Ramah and the Taz, they all hold if you can do both. Kulam sovrim. Like what? Come on, Teretz Rishon. If you can do both, do both. What's the Machloikis? The Machloikis Lishitosom. There is a Machloikis in Simin. Tough Resh Ayin Bey Sif Beis. Tough Resh Ayin Bey Sif Beis. When they switched Persumanisa to be inside, then they also switch the time or not. Can you do it late at night as long as guys are at home, at the home? Or should you do it when it's at 5:15, like we said, it's supposed to light? 4:30 shkiyah, right? Did they switch the time, or is there a mandate to try to keep the time the same? What do you say?
It seems like the hafili should keep the time.
So the Rama says,
nice
in Simon Tuf Reish, what do we say? Tuf Reish, Ayin Beis, Sif Beis. The Rama says, Hagah Yeshom Shubizman Hazeh Shemal Gifim, Ain Sarf Lezahir. Lahadli. Kodim Shidichal Minashuk. When we come, Mako, Tov Lezahir Gamizman Hazeh. That's what you're going to say, right? Ah. So it's better to do it at the right time. The Machaber Rama would assume like that. So everyone holds like the first Teretz, that what? If you can do both, do both. However, the Mechaber Ramah are L'shitoso, and the Taz is L'shitoso. What do I mean by L'shitoso? Because Madlik Bisman, if you hold your Madlik Bisman, then what do you have? You're risking it, guys. You got to find the candle. You got to find the Havdalah candle, the spices, right? It takes time. You know, you never can find something when you need it. You only have a certain window of time. You might lose something. So the Mechaber Rama hold, what do you do, Eli? You do near Hanukkah and then Havdalah. Why? Because if you want to try to get in both, you might what? You might risk, you might not get in both. Because there's a window of time to do the Pursum and Issa. And once that window's done, you're done. So therefore, the Mechaber Amal L'shitaso Malik Bisman, because of the din of what? The din of Pursum and Issa Bisman. You're worried about not getting it in time. Of course everyone holds if you could do both. Do the Tatar and do the Pursum and Issa. But if I do Abdallah first, I might not do the Neres Hanukkah in time. So therefore, the Mechaber Amal L'shitaso insist upon doing Pursum and Issa. Because in theory, of course, if you can do both, fine, do both. But here you might not be able to get in both. So the Mechaber Amal L'shitaso had to what? Had to insist upon what? Lighting the what? Lighting the Hanukkah lift before Abdallah. Whereas the Taz L'shitaso holds what? What is the Taz L'shitaso hold? Oh, your Madlik later. Excellent. Your Madlik Bisman. Mukhar, as long as there are what people there? Kolzman, Shiyesh, Anashim, Shama. The Mefarsim and the Neis. So according to the Taz, if you can get in both, what's the din of Taz? You do get in both. And can you get in both? You certainly can. Yeah, there's no window of time. You can have the whole night, as long as people are there. So therefore the Taz says, since you can get in both, you do Tatar, Havdalah, and then you do Neres Hanukkah. So this is a second Hesper. This is the second Mahalach, guys. Everyone holds what? And the Machloikis is what? Regarding L'shitaso. Yes, Pinchas.
So this is a very strange case, but let's say someone's in a town where like everyone goes to sleep right after Shabbos.
Uh-huh.
What would the Taz say there? Would he say that you're supposed to...
Good point. I would assume the Taz would say you can't get it both in, right?
Yeah.
So you can't get both in. So what are you going to do? So you can't take any chances. I would imagine, according to this Mahalat, the Taz would agree. You do Ner Chanukah first. Yes. Well said. That would be a good nafkamin between the first Mahalat and the second Mahalat. Because according to the first Mahalat, the Taz holds the Lysa. Yeah. Whereas the Taz would say in this situation, no, I'm saying the difference between the first Mahalat and the second Mahalat is the Mechaber Amal. According to the first Mahalach, the Mechaber Amal holds like the second day in the Shlishi. According to the second one, the Mechaber Amal holds, everyone holds like the first day. Okay? Yes, go ahead, Johnny.
If we said before that Pursum and Issa is mostly for the Yidden.
Well, Machlag is Rashi and Rif, we wanted to say.
And we're saying Tachel B'Shuk, don't, like, isn't no one
coming from... Tichel
B'Shuk.
Yes.
Isn't no one coming from the Shuk, because no one was at the Shuk on Shabbos. So Motzi Shabbos, what's your Zman now?
What do you mean?
Where they sold things and stuff.
Okay, but people are walking on the streets. That was usually what during the week. But people walk on the streets back from shul, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
At that time. So what's wrong?
So meaning it's kind of determined of when, like, I guess you and your shul are, like...
Yeah, but that's Bizman Azeh, though. They switch it for
saying,
people inside.
Saying, let's do, let's
I don't understand what you're bothered
by. Let's do Al-Dakaz Neiros first, because we want to get in Bizman Tikkun B'Shuk. But
yes.
The thing is Tikkun
B'Shuk,
because it was just
Shabbos. But we, according to this Shita, even though it was switched for the people inside, but it was for what happened, Bisman, you know, Bisman HaGemara, that window, you got to get that window in. From 5:15, you know, for that half an hour.
Right, but I'm saying, even Bisman that time, was there any Tikkun B'Shuk?
Yeah, there were people walking. That was just during the week, but there were people going back from Shul. Things like, yeah, absolutely. People were walking then. Absolutely. They might have been, they weren't doing business because of Shabbos, but that's what they were doing. Okay, so that's the second mahalach. Third mahalach now. To mimaz with this machlokes mechaber ramah against the tas. Yes, Ben, what do you say? Yeah, okay, you're up. We make a little clue though. Good point. What's a good point what you're pointing out, like Pinto's pointing out and Johnny, but we make a little clue. We're always afraid a guy might, not find things and the whole thing will go up in smoke. Okay. All right, number three. A third Bahalach. There's a Brisker Rav, very beautiful Brisker Rav. It's the only Brisker Rav on the Rambam and Hilchos Shabbos, where he develops this theory. The Rambam is in Pirachov Tesalacha Hay. The Rambam writes there that it's usher to eat or drink before you say Havdalah, or to do work for that matter. Now, a lot of people make a mistake and they think, Halacha Lamaisa, a lot of people make a mistake and they think, let's say a person forgot to say Avdol and didn't say Atachon on Tanuk. And at 11:30 you turn the light on Shabbos. Has that guy been Mechal Shabbos or not? Chas v'Shalom, no way. Shabbos ends when it ends. Either you hold like the Gon, 45 minutes after Shkia, or like a Minhag Tam 72, or like a Moshe 50 minutes. But you haven't been Mechal Shabbos, Chas v'Shalom. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Avdol, which you're supposed to say Atachon on Tanuk with Dvar Mishmon Esrei and say it ala kos. You're not allowed to eat and drink or do any malacha before that. It's a special din. The din, it's based on the Gemara and Shabbos. Now, what's the reason for that din? So the Brisker Rav develops here the fact that the Rama puts together not eating and drinking and not doing malacha is that it's a din in Havdalah. According to the Rambam learns it's a din in Havdalah. What do I mean by a din in Havdalah? It's not right to Havdalah for you doing eating and drinking and doing work before you say Havdalah. Din b'Havdalah. The Isser Malacha. I'm going to write Isser Malacha. Isser Malacha and Isser Achila Vishtiya, Isser Achila Vishtiya, Lifnei Havdalah. All these dinim, Halacha Lamaisa, these Isurim exist, Halacha Lamaisa. Din be what? It's a din in Havdalah. Havdalah mandates you don't do any of this stuff beforehand. You don't drink, you don't do Malacha beforehand. According to Rashi and Shabbos and Afkuf Nunam and Beis, Rashi says, very interestingly, Rashi says in Kuf Nunam and Beis, he says this is a Begiyah in Shabbos. And therefore it's a Begiyah in the Shabbos Malka. Rashi says in Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Nunam and Beis, Rashi says, Beferish, he says, Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lechol Lehekere Ba'amu Lelavos Es HaMelech. What does Lelavos Es HaMelech mean? Lelavos Es HaMelech. What does Lavos Es HaMelech mean? To accompany the king, meaning the Shabbos Malka. It's not right that before Havdalah you go ahead and eat and drink and you do a malacha. You're not being malav l'melech properly. So since you're not being malav l'melech properly, it's not a din in Havdalah, it's a din in Shabbos. It's not a right thing. So there's a fundamental machlokas he develops. He points out Rashi, says in Psochim, on Daf Nun and Mabez, also malacha on Motzoi Shabbos. Is Enero Simin Brachal Yolam? What does that mean? Because Rashi says the Motzoi Shabbos from covered Shabbos shall receive Michol Hakodesh. It's a Begiyah in Shabbos to go ahead and do Malacha on Motzoi Shabbos before the Havdalah. It's a Begiyah in the Shabbos. So everyone agrees in the Halacha. The question is, what's the nature of the Halacha? Is it a din in Havdalah or is it a din in Shabbos Makhlasa? Machlokes Rashi in the Rambam. We got that? Okay, Yonah, that's the Machlokes in Rashi in the Rambam regarding this din. Okay? So what do you see from here? You see from here the following. Maybe you could plug it in now. How would you plug it in? You guys plug it in. How would you plug it in? Machlokes Mechaber Ramah against the Taz. What do you say? According to the Mechaber Ramah, would you be allowed to do something before Havdalah? What's the whole point? It's a din in Havdalah. According to the Mechaber Ramah, they hold like the Rambam. The Mechabers like Mechaber Ramah are like the Rambam. So therefore, you're not allowed to do your own things. But you're doing a mitzvah near Hanukkah. That's fine. It's not a problem. You're not in Pogein Havdalah. Mechabiv Ramah, Poseik, Kamah Rambah. So therefore, what do Hanukkah lift before Havdalah? It's not a Pagiyah. But if you hold like who? If you hold like the Taz holds like who? Like Rashi. And what does Rashi say? What's the whole point of not doing Malacha before Havdalah? You want to show what? You want to show Shabbos? You want to show cover to Shabbos? We're not going to allow you to ignite flames for near Hanukkah. First do Havdalah, then go about your business and do the Hanukkah licht. But to go ahead and strike flames, ignite flames, even if it's for the sake of a mitzvah. But that's Pogay in the Shabbos Malkasa. Finish up Shabbos with Havdalah, and then do the Hanukkah licht. So it could be a completely different mahalach, a third mahalach, as to the nature of not eating and drinking or doing work before Havdalah. What is the nature of the din based on this Brisker Rav? We could plug in, maybe that's the machlekes, the Mechaber Amal, against the Taz. Is it what? Is it an issue of what? Is it an issue of a din in Havdalah that I would allow Halakas Neris? If it's a din in Shabbos, then absolutely not. Let me finish up Shabbos with Havdalah, and then I'll go about my business and light the Hanukkah lift. Maybe that's the machlekes.
What's the reason for the Rambam is an instant malach before Havdalah?
Because it's not right to Havdalah. There's a Havdalah mandates, finish up Shabbos, go right to Havdalah. Don't eat and drink and do malacha. Havdalah mandates you do nothing in between. Havdalah means you go into Shabbos and you do Havdalah. Don't do your own chafatzim beforehand. You're also malacha.
So how does the Rambam Mechaber say you could?
Mechaber Amal allow that halacha lamaisa, because if you're doing a mitzvah, which is a mitzvah near Hanukkah, that's not a pekiyah. If you're taking care of yourself, your own work, or your own food and drink, that's a problem. But to do a mitzvah is not a problem. To do a mitzvah is not considered to be a problem. But if you're talking about a situation where you're talking about Zedin and Shabbos, the Shabbos Makasa, it's not right to do a mitzvah of near Hanukkah before you finished up Havdalah. Finish up Havdalah, finish up the Shabbos, and then you can what? Then you can go vayt and do your Hanukkah lift. So that's a third mahal, completely different, disconnected with the shot of the Taisus that we wanted to say the 2 days in Taisus.
The first time we light, we usually light the Shamash, which is not really a mitzvah at all.
Yeah, but it's considered to be a chelik. It's a tzorik for it. Okay, so that's the first part of Shir I wanted to get. Please get this down, guys. It's very mechudish. And there are three different mahalchim to be mazal, mechudish, mechaber, and taz. I said practically what we do in shul, you light the Neres Chanukah, then you do Havdalah. At home, you flip it, you do Havdalah, Neres Chanukah. Okay? But it's all totally Lomais and the Kriya Satira. These first two mahalach is totally in the Taisus. The third mahalach is what you're not supposed to do. It's very important. I'll be din by Havdalah. You have to make sure you don't eat and drink before Havdalah. You know, before you do Havdalah Lakos. And you have to make sure Halach Lomais don't do any malacha. That's why if a guy forgot a Tachan Otani drive home, it's not a right thing. He wasn't Machal Shabbos, but he did a malacha before he said a Tachan Otani. So you have to make sure you don't do any malacha. Or also eat and drink before you do Havdalah b'Shmon Esrei, and also you're not allowed to eat and drink before you do Havdalah Alakos. You're allowed to do Malach instead of Tachan Atani. Eating and drinking, we Pascha, not allowed to do until after you did Havdalah Alakos. You're going to say Havdalah Alakos until 10:11, you can't eat and drink till then. Yes, Yosef, what do you say, real quick?
What if you say Baruch Hamal Dibon Kodesh
Bol? That allows, that's Bidvarim. That allows you to do Malach, but still you're not allowed to eat and drink.
Even
okay?
If you forgot Havdalah.
Yeah, it's better. It's always better to fulfill the mitzvah in Shmon Esrei. You know, that's where they're enacted.
B'di'evit.
Yeah, B'di'evit, if you forget Atachanano completely and you said Alakos or Yotze. Let's say you didn't say Bracham Avdol. Okay? So I'll be then, even in that case, the guy wasn't Mechal Shabbos. Like I said, Shabbos ends when it ends. You follow what I'm saying? But you were Mavatal mitzvah. You did a Malacha before Havdalah. You were Mavatal mitzvah of Havdalah. The Ram writes Kiddush and Havdalah are D'oraisa. They're twins. They're part of Zohar. Zohar means beginning Shabbos. Remember Shabbos in the beginning, remember Shabbos in the end. Ram holds Havdalah's D rights. Other Rishonim argue, say Havdalah's the Rabbanim. Okay, let's go now. Back to the packet. Let's see the Gemara now. Okay, let's turn now to Chav Gimel and Mibes. Let's turn now to Chav Beis and Mibes. Let's see now. We got a lot to see, guys. Let's go. Okay? You don't have college today. It's Hanukkah, right? College, yeah? You have college. Okay. All right. I thought maybe you didn't. All right, Viking. Ton Rabbanim. Okay? Oh yeah, so what? Johnny, it's tired.
I say like.
Okay, let's go.
They're going to sheet, you know.
Okay, let's go. Tanur Rabbanan. Let's see the Gemara. Yeah, everyone got it. Chafal from Vish. Yoni, you got it. You do well because you're doing good in shir. Okay, Johnny, don't worry. You do good in the midterm. You're doing good in shir. Okay, let's go. Tanur Rabbanan. You got the brisa? Right here. Tana Rabbanan Chafavim Beis, right in the middle. I didn't underline. By the two dots. I did not underline it. Tana Rabbanan, right here. Kaf Alephim Beis, right here. Everyone got it? Kaf Alephim Beis. Kaf Alephim Beis. Okay? Go ahead. Tana Rabbanan, right here.
Which page?
Kaf Alephim Beis.
Which page in the packet is it?
I don't know which page it is. Okay, I did them in order, the Dapim. And we did the last one, though, in the... Yeah, go ahead. Second page. Go ahead. Tana Rabbanan.
Yeah, Tana Rabbanan, Mitzvot, Hanukkah, Ner, Ishu Beit.
What does that mean, guys? There are three levels of Halakas Neirus. What is the base level? Ner, Ish, U Beiso. Underline this. I remember Zalman Lechem Yishlita pointing out to us that the Mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah is a din in the bayis. It's a Halakha in the bayis. Ner, Ish, U Beiso. It's a lock on the home. Near Yishu Beiso. It's not a chum, it's a gavra. If God forbid a person's homeless, he has no chiv. It's totally on the bias. I don't care what night of Hanukkah is. I don't care how many people live in your home. The base requirement is one candle that every Jewish house applies from. Just like mezuzah is a chum, Chovas Hadar in a certain sense. If you don't have a home, you don't have a chiv mezuzah. Put a mezuzah on my shoulder. Joke, right? It's going to be where you're in your house. So too, Ner Yishu Beiso. This is the base level of Pidin. This is the base level of Pialoch. Okay? What's wrong? The base level of Pialoch. This is the base level. Okay? Ner Yishu Beiso. Now I want to focus on the base level. Let's get it. What does Ner Yishu Beiso mean? Let's say you're visiting by someone's home. The Gemara has later on, I photocopy it for tomorrow. You keep this packet for tomorrow, guys, okay? There's other Dapam are in it. But on Chav Gimel Amaf, which I did photocopy for you tomorrow, it's not in, actually it is here. It's on the fourth page. Notice where it says Mishtafet Beprutum, right here. Amr of Sheshes, it says, Amr of Zerah, Mere Shavik, Kavin Rav, Mishtafin, Beprite, Lahari, Shpize. There's a notion of Mishtatet, Beprute, the Gemara says. If you're visiting someone's home, you give a few quarters, you become a partner in what? What do you become a partner in? So Mishtabrua learns, Bashab Shat, you become Shutfim in the Shemin. Your partner's in the oil, right? What's the problem with this, Mr. Brewer? The rubs, that's out last. We have a principle in halacha. We actually mentioned it in the Kinyan Suter. Can you buy metalkin with money? What do we say? We said, the Araisa, yes, but Rabbanan lo. Ma'os einan konos, right? You remember that phrase? Why did the Chacham get rid of money? Do you remember that, Ben?
Because of the fire.
Excellent. I'll give him money, I'll sell, pick up the bushels a week in 3 weeks. A fire happens in the silo, God forbid, he's not going to save it because it's mine. What motivates me to save it is that it remains his till I pick it up and do Mashiach. So the Rav asked on the Mr. Buru, I give money to my host? I give money to my host? And I become partners in the oil and the candles? These are metalkalin, mos, enin, konos. Is that a bomb kasha? Do you know what the Rav said? What did you say, Yosef?
Do Mashiach, no?
Well, let's say you didn't. You could. But the Gemara says Mishtatet Beprutah. The Gemara doesn't say Mashiach. The Gemara says Mishtatet Beprutah. It's a good point, but that's all it said. It's all it said, Mishtatet Beprutah. It didn't say Mashiach. So the Rav said, what's going on? So the Rav argued, I want you to get it. Do you know what the Rav said you become a partner in? The house. Whoa. Guy has $1 million house. You become a partner's house by giving three quarters. Shutfim the bias. What's the din of a bias? Carcass king into what? Excellent, Ben. No problem. Both of you, I should throw upon him. So Virgis Machlikis and Mishabru and the Rubs that's out. What does the quarters do? Do you become a partner in the oil? Or do you become a partner in oil and candles? Or do you become a partner in the house? The Rav said, well, it's a chovas abayis. I think you become partners in the house. Number two, Moses and Konos. How would you save the Mishabura? Get it down. How do you say from Shavuot Sarov? Warman Zatzal writes in the Sefer from the Kesef HaKadoshim on the bottom of the page in the Choshen Mishpat. Sefer is called the Kesef HaKadoshim. He says the Rabbanan got rid of the Takana when you're doing a mitzvah. And you go back to the Deraisa. And the Deraisa is that Moses Konos. Nisr Fuchatecha Ba'aliyah, the wheat will get burnt, you're right. But if you're doing a mitzvah, you go back to the level of Deraisa, and therefore Moses works. That's how the Kesef HaKadoshim wants to save the Mishabur. Okay? You got that? Kesef HaKadoshim. That's how he answers for the Mishnah Berurah. But what emerges is a fundamental machlokes, what is Neir Ishu Beiso? Beiso! One candle, no matter what night. No matter how many people. What are you becoming partners in? Come on, Johnny. Chelik in the bias, or are you partners in the oil of the candles? Machlokes. One of the Nafgimian Pichos, one sec. Rav Zalman Nechemia Shlita pointed out to us, there's an amazing Shulchan Aruch. I got to find the simon for you. He paskins like the Bala Itter, the Machaber. The Machaber paskins like the Bala Itter that a cotton shehigil chinuch can light for the whole house. Cotton shehigil chinuch from the Bala Itter. I think it's from the Bala Itter or the Rabbeinu Yerucham. I don't remember. Bulinetter. Cotton shehigil chinuch can be motzi a whole house. It's kol b'nei bayis. What? How can a cut be mostly adults? What's the answer? What's the answer in Lumbus? Let's get it down. Because the din in what? The din in the bias. If it would be a din in the gavra, a cut can't be mostly cuddle. But if it's a din in the bias, as long as he knows what he's doing, it should be good enough. So if I ask you guys, what is the meaning of Nirishu Beso? Anabachina. If I would ask you, Nirishu Beso, what does it mean? It means it's a chobas a bias. Give me three nafkaminas. Number one, one candle is enough no matter how many nights, how many people. Number two, according to Rav, your partner's in what? In the home. And number three, a cut and shigil can be most of the whole household. Because that didn't in the gav, it's called a sabayis. That's the base level, guys. Near issue basal. Yes, Pinchas, what do you say?
Are you able to be mishtatif in advance, or does it have to be bobayom?
No, you can do it in advance. Just you got to make sure the guy remembers. Absolutely. Yes, go ahead, John.
We're saying the whole problem with Chaim is that Mitalsim can be kona with Kesef.
Yes.
We said that, but it could be kona on a Derabanan level, right? How does Mitalsim...
No. Chazal got rid of Kesef completely.
Oh, got rid of it completely.
Yeah. They got rid of it completely. Okay. But the Kesef Kadosh says with the Tzorach Mitzvah, they went back to the Derabanan.
But Midoraisa, it would work.
Midoraisa, it would work, but Hefker Bez Nefker, they got rid of it.
Right.
But Makom Mitzvah, they got rid of the Takana, went back to the rice.
Also, are liquids like water and oil and metaltalin?
Yeah, sure. Of course they are. Put them in cups. Real estate is real estate. Anything else that's not real estate is metaltalin. Okay? Liquids are metaltalin.
Doesn't fall in, like water or oil,
no.
Like fall into, it'll burn.
No. It's metaltalin. Movables. Put it in a cup. I can move water. So it's a movable.
It'll burn and all the more for you. It'll burn that.
Yeah, okay, but that's just, you know. Yeah, okay, it's a good point, Ben. But Lamaisa, they got rid of the Tzorach Mitzvah. But that's a Machlekes. So that's all about the first level, guys. Neir Ishu Beiso, number one. Go ahead, Yosef. What do you say? Number two. Let's go, guys. Number two.
Mahadrin Neir Lekol Echad Ve'achad. Mahadrin Minah, Mahadrin Beisham.
Oh, so what does Mahadrin mean? Each member's got to be what? Each member's got to be represented. Mahadrin... Near the whole echa. Meaning, what does that mean? What does that mean, guys? You guys get everything. You gotta get everything clear. You're always trying to get everything clear. Torah Shemapet, clear as glass. What does Mahajan mean?
Each person
has to be represented with one candle. I don't care what night it is. Fifth night. You have three people in the house. You have three distinct candles. Three different chanukiyah. That's Mahajan. What is Mahajan? Mina Mahajan.
Bishamayomrim. Yom Rishon Madlik Shmona Mikan Ve'elech Pachot Ve'olech.
Oh, decreasing, excellent.
Bez Hillel Omrim Yom Rishon Madlik Echad Mikan Ve'elech Mosif Ve'olech.
Excellent. Bez Hillel says you go up. Go ahead.
Amar Ula Pligi Bod Tre Amarim Ma'aravad.
Right, two Amorim argued in the West and Eretz Yisrael. Go ahead.
Rav Yosi Bar Avin Rav Yosi Bar Zvida. Chad Omer Taimo de Beit Shammai Keneged Yomim HaNechnasim.
Right, the days that are coming in. So therefore what? It's the days that are coming in, so therefore what? It goes down 876. Go ahead.
The time of the Beis Hillel, can I get Yomim HaYotim?
The days that have been finished already, so it's 1, 2, I'm traversing up to 8. Go ahead.
Time of the Beis Shammai, can I get Pri HaChag?
I always make that same mistake.
Peri?
It's Parei HaChag. The Parei HaChag, not Pri, okay. Not the fruits, it was the bullocks.
Right.
Because on Sukkot, went down from 13 to 7, was connected to 7 human soul. I make the same mistake too all the time. It's Pareachah, not Priachah. There's a lot of drushes, the connection between Chanukah and Sukkot, because Chanukah is the next Chag after Sukkot. This is one of the connections. So therefore, it goes downward, so therefore we do Chanukah downward. Okay. Oh, okay, that's another one, but it's a mistake, right? Okay, go ahead. Very good. The Zenos in Tom.
The time of the Beis Hillel, the Melon B'Kodesh Ve'in Moridim.
Excellent, you go upward. Go ahead.
Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rav Yohan, Shnei Zekenim Hayu B'Tzidan, Echad Ose K'Beis Shammai, Ve'echad Ose K'Divrei Beis Hillel, Zenotin Tam L'Devarov, K'Neged Pri Hachag, Parei Hachag, V'Zenotin Tam L'Devarov,
The Malin
B'Kodesh Ve'in Moridim.
So they went with the second Mahalach. So we have a famous Mahalach, Mahajim and Mahajim. We know we pass like who? Like Beis Hillel. And therefore we can do Malin, B'Kodesh Ve'in Moridim, or Kenegan Yamin, how what? Hayotzim. Right? We go increment up. So, the first thing that we got to see, okay, and I want you to get this, okay, is normally when you have this structure in the Gemara, you have a base level, a second level, a third level. You think the third level would what? Would modify the second level. Is that correct? That's what I would think. But this is a machlekes rishonim. Very important between Rambam and Tosfos. Does the third level modify the first level or the second level? That's this machlekes. What does Mahajan modify? Okay? Now, I want you to read the Rashi here. Just read one Rashi here. Yosef, please. Rashi says, Mahadran. Go ahead. Right after Nir Shubay. So it's about the eighth line down, where it's short. Mahadran. What does the word Mahadran really mean, guys? In general. In Shas, and learning. What does Mahadran usually mean? Try to get run after it, right? That's what Mahadran after it, right? So what does Rashi say there? Go ahead, Mahadran. That's okay, but normally you wouldn't think like that, John. Usually Mahajans, I want a Mahajan after something, okay? I want to try to get after something. Okay, maybe to beautify, but let's do Rashi. It says Mahajan. That's the marker for hitter mitzvah. Go ahead. That is the marker for hitter mitzvah. Right, that is correct. Go ahead.
I'm saying we use it for like lula, like have a nice lula.
Right, right. I understand, but I'm saying Mahajan could also be. Let's read the Rashi. That's what I want to bring out, okay? Let's read the Rashi. Mahajan.
Mahadran achar ha-mitzvot osin ner echad b'chol laila l'chol echad v'echad mibnei habayit.
What does mitzvot mean? Why does it say Mahadran achar ha-mitzvot? We're talking about one mitzvah, Chanukah. What do you mean Mahadran achar ha-mitzvot? Rav Zhulti writes in the Sefer, doesn't understand what that means. Why does Rashi say the word mitzvot? So my first impression was Mahadran means a person wants to run after mitzvot. This is what you should do. But he wants to say more than that. He wants to say, and as Johnny pointed out, there is a mandate. The Gemara gives it in Shabbos. Where's the Gemara in Shabbos? At Kuf Lamed Aleph from the base. This is my God, and I want to glorify Him. Zeh Keli Van Veyu. This is the Makor for Hitter Mitzvah, and that exists in all Rishas. Called Durakulam by a nice lulav, a nice shofar. Sefer Torah Noah, Sitzis Noah. The Gemara has a whole drush there. Kuf Lamed Aleph from the base. Hitter Mitzvah. So he wants to claim. Hidur mitzvah, says Rav Zhulti. You know why Rashi says the word mitzvahs? Why? Because he wanted to bring out that the hidur mitzvah of Chanukah is patterned after the hidur mitzvah of Kol Torah Kulo. Hidur mitzvah shel Chanukah is nigrar achar Kol HaTorah Kulo. That's what Rav Zhulti writes in the Mishnah Shiachat Zadiuk and Rashi. Mahajan achar mitzvahs means, what does it mean, Zach? We pattern the mitzvah of hitter mitzvah of Chanukah after Kol HaTorah Kulo. Okay? And that's what he wanted to say, Rashi says the word mitzvahs for. That's what he wanted to medayik from Rashi. Look at the Rabbeinu Chananel. What does Rabbeinu Hanan there say? On the side of the page. You see on the very bottom? It's a little cut off there, Lamaisa. Let me read it, okay? He says, he points out the Gemara in Baba Kama. What does the Gemara say in Baba Kama? Hider mitzvah at what? He says like this, Perish a Mahadrin, Mahadrin mitzvahs, Kanrimina, Baba Kama, Tesmiz, Hider mitzvah at shlish mitzvah. You know what Hider mitzvah means? How much money do you have to spend? If that's $6. The two opinions in the Gemara in Baba Kama, Testament base. Hider mitzvah at shlish, is it mil var or mil gav? Does it mean you have to spend $9? Meaning a 6 is what? One half of 6 is a 3. Then another 3, they have to add a third 3. You have to spend $9. That's mil gav. What's mil var? Bless you. What's mil var? A third of 6 is how much? $2. Add another $2. You have to spend 9 or 8. Machlokas in the Gemara. Machlokas rived rush whether he did mitzvah d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. The institution. Nafkamina, do you have to spend $9 or $8? It was d'oraisa 9. It was d'rabbanan 8. That's what the Korban Nisano points out. So Machlok is ravid in the rush, whether Hidr Mitzvah D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan. So what does Rabbeinu Hananel say? Why is he pointing out this Gemara Baba Kama? What, to show us the geis? We know he knew Shas. Why does Rabbeinu Hananel point out this Gemara Baba Kama, Hidr Mitzvah Shlish? Why? What point? Truth is, when you think about it, as I'm telling Johnny and Sid, it's really more than a Shlish. If you think about it, you only have to spend one candle every night. It's like 8 times. It's much more than a shlish. That's a different kasha. I don't know how you answer that. I've got to think about that. But what's he pointing out the Gemara? I want you to get down because Rabbeinu Hananel also subscribes to this theory. It's a din in Kol Torah Kuruv. Hider mitzvah of Chanukah is patterned after Hider mitzvah in Kol Torah Kuruv. Rabbeinu Hananel holds it. And who else holds it? Tysus holds it as well. Go ahead, guys. Look at this Tysus. Guys, look inside. Tysus Dibra Maskil, the Mahadrin Min Mahadrin. Go ahead.
The Mahadrin Min Mahadrin, Nira Lari, Debe Chamu Beit Hill, Lu Kame Ella Aner Ishu Beitu.
There it is. I didn't say it. Tysus said it. That's why I drew the arrow. 3 is going on 1. It's going on Nira Shubeso. Go ahead.
Shekain yesh yoter hidur de ika hekira kim shemosif v'holech o mechaser shehu kineged yamim hanechnasim o hayotayim aval im osa ner l'chol echad afilu yosif mikan v'elech leka hekira
sheyizbaru
shekach yesh b'nei.
Now, higher mathematics. If you have 10 people in your house and you have the 8th night of Hanukkah, what's 10 times 8?
80.
So, Tosso says, let's think. Nir Shubeso means one candle no matter what night it is, no matter how many people. What does Mahadrin mean? Each person's got to be represented one candle, no matter how many, no, what night it is. What's Mahadrin mean? Mahadrin mean? If it would modify number 2, what would happen? You'd light 80 candles. You know what a guy would think if he's walking by your house? He thinks there are 80 people in your house. He's not going to know what night of Hanukkah it is. That's a lack of presuming Issa. One of the concepts of presuming Issa is to know what night of Hanukkah it is. It's not clear. It's not clear as glass. It's very muddy. And therefore what? Therefore Tosa says, I got a problem here. And I want you to get this down. Tosa said, therefore Mahadrim and Hajj is going back on Nirishu Beso that you light one Hanukkah and you increment that candle according to the night. I don't care if you have a million people. At the end of the day, you can have 8 candles alone. That's it. Done. And what do you see from this, Yonah? That according to Tosus, by the fact that 3 modifies 1, you are not fulfilling number 2. A lot of people misunderstand this Tosus. The 3 modifies number 1, and according to Tosus, lo mikayim mahadrin at all. You don't. It's very interesting. Because you think you have the 3 levels, you want to fill all the 3 levels. No. The fact that Chazal brought in the 3rd level disallowed us to say the 2nd level. We cannot fulfill the 2nd level. Zach, you got me? That's the Chiddush that I want to bring out here. Okay? That's Tysus' theory. 1 second, Jeremy. And Tysus put him on the list. What forced Tysus to say this? Because Rashi writes, please get it down. I didn't give it to you in the Mar Makomos. I should have. I forgot. On Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. Ayin Amud Aleph. Rashi Numa Eli. The Gemara points out that on Yom Kippur, all the Jews who had a personal Sefer Torah would bring it, and they would lift it up and show its beauty to everyone. Laharos Chazuso L'Rabin. Laharos Chazuso, its appearance. How beautiful my Sefer Torah is to everyone. They would lift it up. And I'm going to read you Rashi and Dafayin. Why? Because Zeke Levan Veyu. Hitter mitzvahs only when you can actually what? When you can actually see it. If you can actually see the thing, then there's hitter mitzvah. Is anyone familiar with the concept called sirtut?
Oh, yeah. No, it's the when you trace it.
The scoring by the Sefer Torah.
Tracing
this. What is Tois say Menachos, Jacob? On Daflam and Bezim and Aleph. By tefillin, do you need sirtut? Rabbi Natan says? No. Because why do you do sirtut? Hitter mitzvah, according to Rabbi Natan. But hitter mitzvah, there's no hitter mitzvah, you can't what? If you can't see it. Do you see the tefillin?
That's why they have it on the Sefer Torah. And then
you have it on the Sefer Torah, but you don't have it on the tefillin because tefillin is mechusa b'or. It's in the boxes. It's not visual. Zeh keli ve'avil means I can see him. I can see it. Not him, but I can see what? Not the Hebishter. He has no goof. But zeh means the mitzvahs. So what does Rashi say in the Seches Yuma Dafayin? I'm going to read it to you. Please get it down. Ayin Amud Aleph. Amazing. Rav Zhulti points out this Rashi. Ready? Adaf Ayin Amud Aleph. Zokter. Laharos Chazus L'Rabim. Laharos Noyo. Shal Sefer Torah. V'tifers Ba'ala. Shetorach Lisnaos B'mitzvah. Shenemra Zeh Keli Vanveyu. Hasna L'Fana B'mitzvah Lulav. Noyo. Sefer Torah Noyo. B'klaf Noyo. B'dyo Noyo. Lav Armun, the Arab Yom Kippur Mevium Sham. It means you have to see it. If you can't see it, and it's not Nikar, then there's no din of hitter mitzvah. Rashi Yuma, please. Daf Ayin. Rashi B'Yuma, B'Daf Ayin Amar Aleph. And please get that Rabbeinu Tam, Toysim Menach Islam Day. There's no circuit like the filling. According to Rabbeinu Tam. Put all three together. Tulsa says to himself, you light 80 candles. No one on earth knows what night of Hanukkah is. So what's going to happen? You're not going to fulfill hitter mitzvah. Therefore, Tulsa says, I have no choice but to do what?
Modify level one.
Exactly. The three goes on one, and I do not fulfill two. Because my import is that the hitter mitzvah by Hanukkah is patterned after Kol Torakum. And therefore, by doing the third level, I don't do the second level, but I do modify Ner Yishuv Peso. And therefore, it is clear that Rashi, Rabbi Nachmanel, and Tosis import hitter mitzvah. That's why Rabbi Nachmanel quotes the Gemara Baba Kama. And therefore, Tosis and Menachos ain't certain to tefillin. Yes, real quick, John.
Why is it so clear, according to Rashi, Rabbi Nachmanel, that there's no hector if you do...
That's what Tosis says. I didn't say it. Tosis
says it. How do we know by Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, who
doesn't? Because he said the word mitzvahs.
Meaning?
He said mitzvahs. Why is he saying mitzvahs?
What does mitzvahs imply?
Mitzvahs implies the din of Kol Torah Kula. Hitter mitzvah of Kol Torah Kula.
I understand the din of Kol Torah Kula, hitter, and you need hector. But no one, because then you have the Rambam who says that maybe.
What did he get to? Let's get to it now.
There still is hacker over there.
Okay, let's get to it.
I have to make assumptions what Rashi
means. That's what Rashi tells us all, that once you import, have that import, it's not liquor at all.
I know, no.
Because it's a drastic chiddush. It's a drastic chiddush to go from 3 to 1.
Only Tosa said straight out that's
okay, but we assume Ashkenazic, that's the Ashkenazic sheet then. Rashi tells us hold like this. The Mahajim and the Mahajim means this.
We don't hold like this, Allah
I understand. I'm saying Ashkenazic we've shown you. Ashkenazic we've shown you. But that's the chiddush that we want to suggest, because Tosa says not Nikr. Why is Rabbi Chanan quote the Gemara Baba Kama?
I agree, because to teach you hitter is Kol Torah.
So if hitter is Kol Torah cool, it's got to be Nikar.
He said this is not, but...
Rashi, we're assuming that Rashi Ben Achanan will hold it like this. Is it the Farish? Not the Farish. I agree with you.
Right, they just say it out. They don't
I understand. It's not the Farish. But I'm saying, based on the Diyukim we had in Rashi Ben Achanan, we're putting Rashi and Tosef Ben Achanan together. It's not so crazy, because that's Ashkenazi Mishonim. That's Ashkenazi Mishonim. Okay. However, yeah, real quick, Jeremy.
According to Tosef's logic, that you're not fulfilling Pesumah Nisa if the number of candles are in the current, wouldn't you not be fulfilling Pesumah Nisa in both number one and number two also?
No. Presuming this is beautiful.
You have, one, you have one candle each night.
Yeah. No, no, no.
So you don't know what
Nir Yishubes is lacking presuming Nisa. Just one candle, that's all. Yeah, Nir Yishubes has nothing to do with presuming Nisa. Just the base level of light, that's all.
When is lighting presuming
Nisa? No. Lighting is the presuming Nisa. It's not the only point. It's not the only point. It would be diminished because you wouldn't know what night it is. You light Hanukkah candles. You know it's Hanukkah. But in Lamaise, you wouldn't know specifically what night it is. It's not totally depleted of presuming Nisa. At least you know it's Hanukkah, right? You know it's Hanukkah, you just don't know what night it is. But Tyson said, if you're going to light more candles, you know what night, forget about it.
So what's the difference?
No, but I'm saying there's levels. At least Nir Yishubes, you know that it's the holiday. That's the base level that everyone's got to do. Of course, there's some presuming Nisa with that. That's great, because you know what night is, but at least it's something.
So okay. Number three also.
I understand, but there's levels. If it's going to be so unclear, Tyson, forget about it. Just do three and not one. No, three and not two. That's Tysus. That's his shikul. That's a Tysus balance. Okay, let's close with this. And we'll pick it up with this tomorrow. Everyone, please keep the packets, okay? We'll continue with this tomorrow. The Rambam writes not that way. Please get it down. The Rambam in Perek Daluch Eschanaka, Halacha Aleph, and Beis, says if you have 10 members in your household, according to the Rambam, you light how many on the eighth night? You light 80. There's an interesting Rambam. If you look at that Rambam, the Rambam seems to say the Baal Bus lights all 80. Amazing. That's not an easy job. But the way the Rambam writes it is that the Baal Bais lights, okay? All 80. Then he quotes in Halacha Gimel that the minhag in Spain was to do like two, like Tosfos, to light only 8. He writes in Halacha Gimel. A lot of people forget that. And the Vilna Gaon writes, where was the Vilna Gaon, Johnny? Was it Tofresh Ayin Aleph? Yes. I think so, no? Sifkatan Beis. The Vilna Gaon claimed that that's what the Rambam practically did. He actually did like the Tysus. But that's not generally the way it's conveyed. The Rambam Sheik is you light 80. Against Rashi, Tysus, or Vinachan Aleph, you only light 8. On the 8th night, if you have 10,
what? Did the Rambam live in Spain the first part of his life?
I think so.
And went to Morocco and Egypt, so...
Yeah, I don't know the history. I don't know the history exactly, but I want you to know Aleph Beis and Gimel. Aleph Beis, the Rambam says 80, but he did say the Minhag in Spain, and the Gaon claimed that the Rambam actually did like Tysus. Okay, but Lamaitza, what we have to bring out here, and we'll close with this Nakuda, is that the Rambam argues. The Rambam holds that the Hiddur Mitzvah of Chanukah is not patterned after Kol HaTorah Kulo. Is not. It's its own box. And what's the best raya in the halacha that it's its own box? What's the best raya that it's its own box? Nowhere else do you have a third level in Kol HaTorah Kulo of Mahajan, Min HaMahajan. Never. Only by Hanukkah. Says the Bris Torah, that shows it's a box. You localize it, it's not patterned after Kol HaTorah Kulo. And therefore, Johnny, in Rav Zhulti's words, it doesn't have to be recognizable. You light 80 candles, a guy walks by, he doesn't know what night is, who cares? Only Hiddur Mitzvah of Kol HaTorah Kulo has to be recognizable. Not Hiddur Mitzvah of Chanukah.
Doesn't the Mishnah...
Hiddur Mitzvah of Chanukah says it does not have to be Nikar. And therefore you light 80 candles. Oh, so John will say, Mr. Bruce, you could light in different rooms. I understand that. Maybe you could make an effort. But not everyone will do that.
But meaning, since you could light in Miuchah different rooms, meaning
I
he
understand.
Does hold
but the Rambam held in Lomdus. It doesn't make a difference.
No, I'm saying in Lomdus, he does hold you need a hacker. That's
no,
why it's different.
No,
rooms.
No. You don't have to. Rambam never says that. So Rambam says you light 80 and done. You read Halacha Halacha Beis. He didn't say write it in different rooms. He didn't say do it in different rooms. He said light 80. He didn't say do it in your bedroom, the den, this and that. You light 80.
He said you don't need hacker.
He says you don't need it. That's the lumpus. Because it's not patterned after Kol HaTorah Kulo. So tomorrow we got to begin shiur with the nafgamims. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Friendly and Hanukkah. And you should have a chiv suda. We're having the suda when?
Thursday
lunch. Okay? I thought we were having Wednesday.
No, yeah, you got changed.
Got changed. Okay. Yeah. Got changed.
The Chana Masiba is Wednesday night in the yeshiva.
Okay. All right. Let's learn. Who wants that moment for a minute?
And I think there's yeshiva lunch tomorrow, too, at 12:30.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Who wants that for the moment? Jacob.
Me.
Where are we?
Yeah, Jack.
If I leave.
Let's go, Jacob. Okay. Alanisu, please. And also remember.